A prayer for the human family. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love, and work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth, that in your good time, all nations and races may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just about everyone has heard the parable of the Good Samaritan. Along with the 23rd Psalm, it's known by most people, even if they have no religious upbringing, or even if they come from another religious tradition. And so, sometimes just because we have heard this parable so many times, we miss its original power, its original spice, the power that this story would have had when Jesus told it to that lawyer and the crowds gathered in that time. Now, the lawyer in the story isn't a lawyer like we have today. It means this was an expert in the religious law, a scholar of the religious law, Jewish law. And he was trying to trap Jesus and justify himself at the same time by posing this as a legal question. Who is my neighbor? It seems as though the lawyer wants Jesus to give him a precise definition of just who he is responsible to love. People who live within a mile of his house, for instance, or even 2 miles. What the lawyer did not expect, we can be sure, was to hear this story, where the people that he would identify with, the religious authorities, the priest and the Levite, are not the heroes of the story. Instead, a hated, despised even, person to the Jewish people, a Samaritan, is the one who does the work of God, who shows compassion. It's difficult to find a modern analogy that works very well with this. But you have to know that the Jewish people and the Samaritan people hated each other. Jewish people had burned the Samaritan places of worship to the ground, and Samaritan people had defiled some of the Jewish places of worship. If you want to try to make this personal, think about it this way. If you could imagine that there is a person or a group of people that you would refuse help from under any circumstance, that you despise so much that you would refuse help even if you were dying, that would be this story. That would be how the Jewish lawyer would have thought about a Samaritan, and how a Samaritan would have thought about a Jewish person. So the priest and the Levite ignore the man in distress and go on about their way. But the Samaritan man sees the man in distress, and he is moved with pity. In the Gospel of Luke, seeing is a major theme, and we pay attention to who it is that sees what God wants them to see. And here it is the Samaritan. And he actually risks his own life on this dangerous road by stopping and taking care of the man's wounds and then putting him on his animal, whether it was a donkey or a horse or a camel, we don't know, and carrying him to safety. And he goes beyond even normal compassion. He spends freely, using everything that he has. He pours wine and oil on the wounds to clean them. He puts bandages on the man. He takes him to an inn and he takes care of him for a day. And then the Samaritan leaves the man with the innkeeper to continue his convalescence. And he promises to pay whatever more is needed when he comes back by the inn. "Who is my neighbor?" asks the lawyer. Who are our neighbors? The people of Dallas, who are mourning the murder of policemen and others this past week at a gathering of Black Lives Matter. The people of New Orleans and Minneapolis and other places who are still reeling of violence. The victims and those who perpetrate the violence. The whole world is our neighbor, God says. It doesn't matter whether you know them or not, whether you like them or not, whether you care about them or not, whether they are your enemies or not. They are your neighbors, and we are all connected, and we all have responsibilities to care for one another. So Jesus turns this question around and says to the man, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? And the lawyer answers, the one who showed mercy. And Jesus said to him, as he says to us, go and do likewise. It is not something that we can do by ourselves. It is only something that we can do together by the power of God and in the love of God. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love. And work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth, that in your good time all nations and races may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.